From Spark and Anvil and MathLore, this is Not in Chapter 1 of the MathLore cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Not was a small, quiet snail. People walked right past him. "There's nothing there," they'd say, and step over the space where he sat. For a long time, Not believed them. He felt like a nobody, a nothing. Then he learned the most surprising thing in all of math. Nothing is a something, and it might be the most important something there is. Here is how he learned it. Not watched people try to write big numbers, and he saw them get stuck. Someone wanted to write 105. They wrote a 1 for the 100, they wrote a 5 for the 5, but the middle, the tens place, had nothing in it. So what did they write? If they wrote nothing at all, they got 15. 15! Completely wrong. The empty place needed a mark, a name for nothing. Without it, you could not tell 15 from 105 from 150. "The empty place needs me," Not realized, slowly, the way snails realize things. Nothing needs a name.
Not had felt like a nothing his whole small life, so this idea landed deep in his heart. He learned that long ago, in India, mathematicians did a bold and beautiful thing. They gave nothing a name and a number, zero. A scholar named Brahmagupta even wrote down rules for it, how to add it, how to subtract it, what it meant. Nothing became a something you could work with. And far across the world, with no way to have heard of India at all, the Maya people did it too, entirely on their own. They needed a zero for their great calendar, and they made one, a little shell-shaped mark, because they too had discovered that an empty place must be named. Not thought about this for many quiet days. Two peoples, oceans apart, both bold enough to give nothing a name. It made him feel for the first time that being small and easily overlooked was not the same as being unimportant. Nothing, it turned out, was worth naming, and so perhaps was he.
When he was older, Not made his slow way to the MathLore Hall, where they gather the stories of how math grew. They had been hoping for someone who could tell the story of zero. He teaches the children the power of the empty place. "Try to write 105 without me," he says. The children write 1 and 5. "Now read it." They read 15 and laugh and see the problem. The tens place is empty, but empty still has to be shown. He slides a zero into the gap, 105. There, now the one knows it's 100, because zero is holding the tens place open. Zero doesn't count anything itself. It holds the places, so all the other numbers know where they stand.
"So zero is like a placeholder?" a girl says.
"A placeholder and more," says Not. It took bold people in India and among the Maya to look at nothing and decide it deserved a name. Before zero, big sums were a nightmare. After zero, they became easy. The whole world does math the smoother way now, because someone was brave enough to name the empty place.
He still moves slowly, and people still sometimes step over him. But Not doesn't feel like a nobody anymore. The thing Not hopes the children carry is that being quiet or small or easily overlooked is not the same as not mattering, that even nothing, once someone is brave enough to give it a name, can turn out to hold everything else up. Every empty-seeming thing might be a something, waiting to be seen. "Nothing needs a name," he tells them, in his slow snail voice. "Give the empty place its mark, and watch how it holds up all the rest." When the hall empties, Not sits a while in the quiet, in a space people would say has nothing in it, and feels a deep, warm gladness he could never have felt as a young snail who believed them, that he was never a nobody, and neither is any empty place, because nothing named with courage is one of the most important somethings there is.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to not. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.